Well, and just let me talk about Nick. To have touchdown interception ratio, to be as relaxed as he looks in the pocket, there's a lot about him as well as the offensive line. He's getting the time that a quarterback needs, and he's reading secondaries very well. And, you know, a big part of that is LeSean McCoy with the running game, and he's keeping people off balance as well. They're doing a great job.
Mike, the offensive scheme as a whole, would you say it's similar to what you saw right now in week one, or have there been a lot of differences? Has it evolved quite a bit?
No, it's a product of, I think, what Chip has done. And there's a couple wrinkles that are new to every offense, but I think it's a product of what he has done in college and what he's brought to the pro game. But I don't think there's a lot of new wrinkles, but the execution over the last couple of weeks looks exceptional.
Coach, what have you seen from the Eagles' defense? They've been consistently progressing week to week from a points per game total and just how you see it on the field. What have you seen from the Eagles' defense over the last few weeks?
Well, I think you said it best right there, not giving up the points, playing as a unit. A team may get some yards, but they're keeping them out of the end zone. And at the end of the day, that's the only thing that matters is points given up.
Mike, the Eagles run a lot of those run-pass option plays where the quarterback reads a defender and has to make a decision. How difficult are those to defend, and what's kind of the key to defending those?
Well, I always think that it puts a lot of pressure, on a defense because, we're very similar to how we're running our offense. So anytime that people have to account for the quarterback or account for a pitch man and running a style of offense that is very effective as well. Puts a lot of pressure on the defense.
Coach, how would you say how RG3 looks as opposed to week one? He was obviously a little rusty week one. Where do you think RG3 is in his progression back from the injury?
Well, I think he's getting better each week. You could tell that each game he's gotten more comfortable with himself with the injury. So I think it's been a steady progress from week one.
Coach, do you see Nick Foles as somebody who can have long-term success in the league?
Yeah, no question about it.
Coach, last year you guys were 3-6 in the same spot at this point in the season and obviously won 7 to make the playoffs. Do you see any similarities in where you guys are right now as opposed to where you were last season before you made the run?
I think the only thing you do is you work on being, 4-6 instead of 3-6, and that's where your focus needs to be. Playing an excellent opponent this week who's won a couple of games by a number of points. They're playing very well, playing them, in Philly. So we have to, we have to get our football team ready to find a way to win.
Coach, with Chip's offense, is it an offense that's a lot more dynamic if the quarterback is a terrific running threat?
Well, I think anytime you have that option, an added option, I think it's great. But you don't find too many guys that have 16 touchdowns and no interceptions. They just don't, they just don't fall out of the trees.
Coach, the first game with the Eagles, their offense, it kind of hit you pretty hard in the first half especially. I mean, do you think, the fact that you've seen it and everything now, kind of helps you prepare for them this Sunday?
Well, what they have is they have the weapons and they have the type of attack to keep you off balance. So, what you have to do is you have to play well. And, we have a lot more games to study. But to be honest with you, we studied them a lot coming out of college. They out-executed us.
Mike, can you see what Riley Cooper has added the last few games in terms of their vertical passing game?
Well, you always want guys to step up, and Riley has stepped up and made some big plays. And, if you got a guy that you can count on that can make those plays, especially in crunch time, it gives offense a lot of confidence.